Last week, the parable of the workers who only went to the vineyard for the last hour, but received the full wage, taught us about the importance of being a friend of God when we die. If we die in the friendship of God, meaning in a state of grace, then we'll be a friend of God forever. But if we die apart from God, meaning not in a state of grace, then we'll be apart from God forever. Which makes today a perfect continuation of that theme. Because the fact is that none of us probably are at the moment of death. Some of us are closer than others, and we may not necessarily know who that is. But I think every single one of you will make it through my homily. Which means that every single one of us is on a constant journey of drawing closer to or farther away from God. So if last week I used the imperfect analogy of a Chicago Bears football comeback to emphasize the importance of the end of our life, perhaps another imperfect analogy will help us to remember that our relationship with God is something to be constantly attentive to. After all, you have to pay really close attention to the expiration date on a coupon. You know, it used to be that there were coupons with no expiration date, right? You know, once you cut it out, you could use it forever. It was never going to run out. It was never going to change. Not anymore. Well, our friendship with God does not have a permanent guarantee to it. Yes, I receive it at baptism. Yes, I renew it, or even restore it at reconciliation. But I have to maintain it. And the opposite is also true. If I'm apart from God, that doesn't have to be permanent either. Yes, I lose his friendship through mortal sin. But God never closes the door forever as long as we're alive. The prophet Ezekiel understood that well when he said, when someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it's because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if he turns from the wickedness he has committed, he does what is right and just. He shall preserve his life. No expiration date. If I'm close to God, I must always work to maintain it. And if I'm far from God, I must always work to change it. So on the one hand, if things are going well, I'm in a state of grace, I'm walking with God, I'm living the life that His church asks me to live, what I have to be careful for is to not get complacent. To think, well, I got it all figured out. Nothing to worry about. Taken to its extreme is to say, well, once I'm saved, I'm always saved. But Ezekiel knew better than that. He said, even a virtuous man, if he's not vigilant, can turn away. In fact, the devil waits for people to get complacent. That's when we let our guard down. On the other hand, if I'm far from God, or even cut off from God through sin, what to be careful for is to not despair. It can be easy to say, well, the Lord would never take me back. Not true. Not true. As long as you can breathe, the door to his friendship is never closed. I think one of the best summaries of this reality came from a teenager. When Saint Joan of Arc was being tried for her faith, the judge asked her if she knew whether she was in God's grace or not. And she replied, "If I am not, may it please God to put me in it. And if I am, may it please God to keep me there." High school students, she was your age when she said those amazing words. If I am not in his grace, may it please God to put me in it. And if I am, may it please God to keep me there. Of course, I want to be in God's friendship when I die. But I want to be his friend now. If you are, then praise God and don't be complacent. And if you're not, then you're at the right place and don't despair. God wants to put us in his grace, and God wants to keep us in his grace, both now and forever.